More than 5 years ago, Paul Hawken was getting frustrated by the language used about climate change.
We have a conflict, a war. Our hope isn't that the war slows down. We want the war to stop. No one says our goal is to have a reduction in the war. Always it's about let's stop it altogether.
Then he was mobilized by an alarming analysis written by climate activist Bill McKibben and published in Rolling Stone in the summer of 2012.
Bill McKibben's piece, Terrifying New Math, was right. And so many people had the wind knocked out of them. They just felt like it's game over. And I actually had the opposite feeling. It kind of was game on. And that's when I decided to do what I didn't have expertise in, which is to map, measure, and model the 100 most substantive solutions to reverse global warming.
So Hawken, a Marin-based writer and thinker who is often termed an environmental entrepreneur, set out to find the people who could actually do that, with a worldwide call for academics and others to become drawdown fellows. Ultimately, he chose 70 from 22 different countries.
And off we went in different time zones all around the world to start to create the models and the tech reviews and the literature reviews required to create a model of solutions over the next 30 years. And over 2.5 years, we created the data that infuses the book, both the impact these solutions will have over 30 years and their cost and net savings.
That book, being released this week, is a photo-studded 240-page volume titled Drawdown, the most comprehensive plan ever to reverse global warming. It contains detailed analyses of 100 separate but interlocking ways that changes can and are being made to reduce carbon impacts.
We have 80 solutions that are well in hand, hands-on, practical, lots of data, economic data, science data. And then we have 20 solutions, which we call coming attractions, which are scientifically validated solutions that are emerging into practice and commerce. And they're just so imaginative and brilliant. And so we have 20 of those as well, which we didn't include in the models because there isn't enough data to model them at this point.
Yet each of those solutions can be lumped into one of three general areas of action.
You can stop putting it up there, greenhouse gases, carbon, CO2, but also methane and others. And then you can swap out your energy system, which is the same thing as not putting it up there. You're having a low-carbon energy system, renewable, geothermal, solar, wind, of course. And then the third thing you can do is bring it back home. And you do that through photosynthesis in farmlands, forest lands, grasslands, through managed grazing, regenerative agriculture, agroforestry, and 22 other land use solutions. So those are the only three things you can do.
But Drawdown also examines the economics of each solution. And in most cases, Hawken says, reducing carbon pays off in both jobs and a better bottom line.
The solutions in Drawdown are actually economically regenerative. They'll regenerate a state, a country, a county, as opposed to degenerate it, which is really what happens when you have capital-intensive fossil fuel extractive industries. We do know that good policy is based on great data and bad policy is based on ideology. So we're in the great data camp.
We'll take a closer look at some of those individual solutions tomorrow. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.